I start my day by praising Allah Ar-Rahman.
Bida'ul Iman Radio Broadcasting Station proudly presents Jewels of Faith, a 12-lesson program made to enhance the English-speaking population of our nation about the glorious religion of Islam. Jewels of Faith includes lessons about the belief, the prophets, and many other valuable pieces of information. We begin now with our lesson. Stay tuned.
The Lord of all the worlds, and I ask Allah to raise the rank of the prophet.
The following is from the precious lessons being taught by the Association of Islamic Charitable Projects to our dear Muslims in America and other English-speaking countries. The beautiful subject of today's lesson is the beginning of creation and the story of the Honorable Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Allah, praise to him, is the only one whose existence has no beginning. Before Allah created things, no one or thing existed except Allah, the one clear of all imperfections. Hence, before Allah created things, there was no light, no darkness, no air, no earth, no water, no places, no angels, no jinn, and no humans. Know firmly that Allah is the only creator. The first thing which Allah created was the original water. And from this water, Allah created everything else. Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and yet each of those days was like 1,000 of our years. Prophet Adam, may Allah raise his rank and grant safety to his followers, was the first human and was created at the end of the 6th day of those days, which was a Friday. The Honorable Prophet Adam was better than all of the creations created before him. Of the types of creation, the human type was the last to be created, and Adam was the first of this type. Allah, praise to him, ordered some angels to gather soil from different soils of the earth, the hard and the soft, and what is in between, the black and the white, and what is in between, and the good and the bad, and what is in between. This soil was taken to paradise and was mixed with the water of paradise, and Adam was created from this soil. The fact that he was created in paradise shows how honorable he is. Allah gave a soul to Adam's form, and the first words that Adam spoke were Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, meaning praise and thanks to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Prophet Adam had a great mind. He knew that Allah created him and all the other creation. He knew that Allah is the only one who deserves to be worshipped. Allah gave him knowledge of the names of everything. Prophet Adam had a beautiful human form, and being the first man, did not look like an ape like some ignorant people claim. Allah ordered the angels to make sujood to Adam out of respect, not out of worship. This showed that Adam has a higher status than the angels, although the angels never disobey Allah. Satan, the first jinn, a creation of a different type from angels, scoffed at Allah's order. He said, what means, how can you order me to make sujood to this one? I am better than he is. You created him from clay and you created me from fire. Hence, Satan became a disbeliever, a non-Muslim, after having been Muslim. In fact, Satan was the first creation to commit blasphemy. May Allah damn him. After this, Satan vowed to try to ruin humans by prompting them to disobey Allah. Allah created a wife for Prophet Adam from Adam's rib, her name being Hawa, and she is called Eve. She was created as an adult and was tall like Adam. Prophet Adam was 120 handspans high and 14 handspans wide. The first dwelling place of Adam and his wife was paradise, and therein they were permitted to eat except from one tree. But Satan, the cursed, whispered to them to eat from that tree. They did eat from it, and then regretted the act and repented to Allah. Yet, this was not a great sin. It was a small sin without meanness in it. When this sin occurred, no other humans existed, and Adam had not yet received the revelation. After this, Adam and his wife were sent to earth with its trials and hardships, and yet they did not protest. Prophet Adam then began to receive the revelation, including the rules of the religion for his people. Prophet Adam had knowledge of how to live on earth. Hence, he did not live like what people call cavemen. Allah willed that Prophet Adam and his wife have many children. Our beloved Lady Hawa gave birth to many sets of twins, a boy and a girl, and her male children were allowed to marry their sisters, except their twin sister. Prophet Adam lived for 1,000 years, and during his blessed life, every human was Muslim and did not commit blasphemy. Hence, you see that Prophet Adam was a great man whom we must respect. We do not say that he was ignorant or make fun of him in any way, as is the awful trend nowadays. Whoever degrades Prophet Adam, whether seriously or jokingly, is not a Muslim, just like the one who mocks any of the other beloved and respected prophets of Islam. We ask Allah to increase our faith and enable us to acquire the knowledge of Islam, which we cannot do without. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I start my day by praising Allahur Rahman.
The Islamic Charity Project Association developed this program to help people see that Islam is not only for Arabic-speaking people, but for all people of all races and languages.
I start my day by praising Allahur Rahman.
Thank you for listening to Jewels of Faith.
Allahur Rahman, the Lord of all the worlds, the Lord of all the worlds, and I ask Allah for it.